So welcome back to the show, Tom. First question, and it's a question I always ask you. How's this week been in training?
Yep, excellent. To be honest, we had Tuesday night off. We had a little get-together with the lads. Everyone's played a lot of minutes, so we went and had some food together and watched the football. So that was good. And it was a good rest for everybody as well. And then we had a really good training session last night. So, yeah, all good.
Excellent stuff. What game was Tuesday? Was that Roma and Barcelona?
No, it was the Liverpool-Man City game.
Oh, you watched the Liverpool-Man City game? Oh, you picked the wrong one. You should have picked the other one. That was much better. Anyway, last week's result against Tamworth. What have you taken from that result now, a week on? Is that pressure off now for you? Or are you thinking we just need a couple of more points on the board and that'll be it? Or do you even think we need to go even further than that?
To be fair, we want to finish as high up the league as possible and as many points as possible, really. So we won't be taking the foot off the gas at all. A few results have gone for us, so it looks a little bit prettier at the table now, but we're not safe or anything yet, so we've just got to keep plugging away and keep going. I was really pleased with the lads last week. I thought we defended really well, especially Jordan and Hughesy at the back. I thought they were absolutely solid. We were never worried, even though they had a lot more possession than probably we did. Got a little bit of luck with the first goal. Obviously, the keepers fumbled one in for us, but that's just the luck that we've not been having. So fingers crossed it might have changed a little bit for us. And it was a huge 3 points, and it was really pleasing to get that away win as well.
And you touched upon the defence there. I mean, Matty Hughes, I think that was his best performance in an FC United shirt, and unfortunately he got a red card for it as well.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that does lead me on to my first question about personnel for tomorrow. Is that him done now for the season, or has he got games left, or when does that kick in, that suspension?
It does kick in tomorrow. I'm yet to find out how many games that is. Hopefully we'll have him back for probably maybe the cup final and the Ferriby game. I'm not sure how many games he does get. Jamal as well, he's missed training this week. He's coming off with a groin injury last week, so he won't be available. And Gerard Garner has broke his jaw playing for Fleetwood the other day, so that's not a good one. He'll be out for the rest of the season. So that one's probably a big blow for us. He's been doing really well as a lad, and it's unfortunate for us again. It's another striker, but we're feeling confident going into the game. We've got enough there to win the game, and fingers crossed we can go and do that.
Well, on behalf of everyone on the radio, a big get well soon then to Mr. Garner. That sounds horrendous. I was going to ask you about people like Sam Baird then, when it comes to Matty Hughes, because obviously if Matty Hughes is missing tomorrow, we're going to need another centre-back. You could go with Kay, or you could go with Sam Baird. Is Sam Baird back available for selection?
Yeah, he's done everything that he's needed to do now. He's got all his training sessions in with the doctors and the physios and things. So, he'll be available for selection tomorrow. But, yeah, Scott's a good option to go back in there if he's not fully fit. But we're confident Sam will be, and it's good to have him back.
And, obviously, it's a similar question I asked you last week about Sam Tatum. He had a good game when he came on last week, as he did the week before. You've got Jones back as well. Are these players now, you know, you've got them back in the fold for the remaining games of the season? They're up for selection as well, I take it, tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Sam's been superb the last few games, and he's been really, really good in training as well. It looks like he's playing full of confidence at the minute, so he's definitely in with a shout of playing tomorrow. And Jones, he's not available for us tomorrow, but he should be on Tuesday.
And everyone else is fit and available for selection. Racky as well. Is Racky's suspension finished now?
Finished now, yeah. Yeah, Danny's available again, yeah. So that's good. We've got a big enough squad and a good enough squad to choose from, and we're confident we can go get the result.
Now, I'm going to end this interview, Tom, by asking you something that popped into my head as I was looking at the league table. We've obviously got York on Tuesday. York are 10 points up the road. There's 12 points available for FC United. I know you've been saying you ruled out the playoffs, but seriously now, are you ruling out the playoffs, I take it?
Absolutely, yeah. That was never in my sight. I took over. My main aim was to keep this club in this division. Fingers crossed another win, another two wins potentially will make that mathematically impossible for us to go down. So it'd just be nice now to finish as high up as we can and potentially beat last season's points total.